against the Arctic.
Thank you.
from the album Warika Hill Sounds. Some fresh music out of Jamaica. An Afro reggae kind of tip. It's music composed by a trombone player who was a member of Cedric and Brooks band, The Light of Sava. Some pretty good lineage to have as far as Jamaican music goes. That amazing Cedric and Brooks record was reissued on Honest John's, which is where this record, Warika Hill Sounds, self-titled record, comes out. That was a track called One People Version. A little number to get us into the show tonight. Welcome to Against the Arctic. It's about 10 minutes past 8. You with Declan? I was away last week. So I have to thank Richard Campbell, a Ramble, for filling in for me. Doing a fine job with some pretty techno stylings on the show last week. And also thanks to Jonathan Alley. You've been with him for the last couple of hours on Under the Sun here on Triple R. And he will be away next week, but back on the 29th. Doing his thing in fine style for the next couple of hours. Are you with me? I'm going to keep things a bit African. After that first track from Warika Hill Sounds, this is Antibalus. If that was Jamaica going to Africa just before, this is Brooklyn going to Africa. It's a contemporary group from Brooklyn, making music very much in the spirit of Fela Kuti. And this goes back to one of their first releases on Ninja Tune, a very eclectic English label. This one's called Liberation Afrobeat Volume 1. This track, Dirt and Blood. As you can hear, a big nod to Fela Kuti. We're also going to hear some more from the new Flying Lotus record, which was the feature album of the week on Triple R a couple of weeks ago, and he was also a guest on this show. Just played a whole lot of his music and had an interview. If you missed that, head to the Triple R webpage. You can find a link to the archive and have a listen to Flying Lotus having a chat down a cracky line about everything he's been up to. I'm also going to hear from some old Stephen Malkmus, Santa Gold, some dubstep, something from Guy Blackman, PJ Harvey, and who knows what else. Give us a call if you want to know what you're hearing. 93881027. Leave you with Antibalus.
Thank you. from the top of the deck. Warm and direct. No more shoes, no more news, no more blues. A radiant gown on your frame.
send you wild. Lost in a pile of old shoes, of old blues, of old blues. A gallery of vivid dreams, torn and extreme. No more shoes, no more news, no more shoes, no more blues, no more, 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 no more blues.
piece of super analog disco from the mind of Larry Levan. Comes from a series of edits called just called Larry. Sadly, bootlegs. Sometimes it's the only way you can get a hold of these lost classics. It's an edit of Don't Say Maybe by Larry Levan, the legendary DJ from the Paradise Garage, who later in his career turned his hand to re-editing records. And sort of further thing to his experimentation with live tape edits at the Paradise Garage. I heard from the Steve Miller Band before that short track called Wintertime from the record Book of Dreams. Steve Malkmus before that with a very long, epic, spaced out prog kind of jam from his record Face the Truth. The song was called No More Shoes. Before that we heard a record by, I think it's a duo, MRR, featuring the drumming talents of a man called Malcolm Cato, who's in a band called the Soul Destroyers. He's also collaborated with Madlib quite a bit. And he's in another group called Connie Price and the Keystones, sort of one of the most in-demand drummers in, I guess, the more modern funk and hip-hop sounds. But on that record, there's no information whatsoever. It's a 10-inch limited to 1,000 pressings on some kind of red vinyl. So I can only tell you that the song we heard was track 2 on Side A, MRR, featuring Malcolm Cato. And feature it does indeed. And Antibolus was at the top of that bracket. Dirt and Blood from their record Liberation Afrobeat Volume 1. It's 20 minutes to 9, you're on Triple R.
My Morning Jacket's Evil Urges is one of the most exciting and diverse albums of the year. The songs range from Zed-inspired anthems to classic My Morning Jacket. There's certainly some surprises as well, from the rap rock of Highly Suspicious to the Marvin Gaye-esque Walking. Evil Urges is everything you'd hope for and more. Evil Urges is out now at all good record stores. Spunk, sponsoring Triple R. Triple R and Civil Society presents former Bad Seed birthday party and magazine member Barry Adamson in Australia for the first time, Thursday the 19th of June at the Corner Hotel. Crafting the sonic landscapes of David Lynch and Oliver Stone while releasing first-rate solo compositions, Barry Adamson has been a musical force of nature for over 30 years. For tickets and more info, visit cornerhotel.com or civilsociety.com. Triple R sponsors.
Against the Arctic. Should be a pretty amazing show. Catch Barry Adamson this Thursday the 19th. And Against the Arctic is where you are on this Sunday night. You're with Declan until 10 o'clock. Going to keep some disco moods going for the next little while. If you're an Arthur Russell fan or a regular listener to this show, you might have heard me talk a bit about a film that was set to come out sometime this year, a documentary about the life and music of Arthur Russell. Well, it's called Wild Combination, and it's about to have its first screening in Australia. I'm pretty sure it's safe to say that, in the Sydney Film Festival on the 19th of... Is that right, the 19th? Yeah, that's a Thursday night. So, you know, if you're not watching Barry Adamson in Melbourne, maybe you want to take a plane trip up to Sydney to see the Arthur Russell documentary. But I'm sure it will also come to Melbourne. It's a digital film, so it's not a real film. It shouldn't be that difficult to get it down here. Maybe it'll even screen in the Melbourne International Film Festival coming up this year. But if you want to know a little bit more about that film, head to arthurrussellmovie.com. That's Russell with two S's and two L's. If you don't know who he is, he was a classical composer, a cellist, who after studying Eastern music and cello in San Francisco in the mid-70s, moved to New York and lived with Allen Ginsberg, or lived in the same block of flats, and sort of became part of what was a pretty legendary music scene. And had a fair bit of involvement with Larry Levan and the Paradise Garage, place who we just heard an edit from just before. And made a pretty incredible kind of strand of disco pop music, but also incredibly kind of avant and influential on today's, I guess, contemporary electronic music and contemporary electronic music, disco, sounds of even electron, sort of punk, funk kind of stuff that's coming out. A lot of those people would cite Arthur Russell as a pretty major influence. He died in 1992 of AIDS at a very young age, so it was a pretty sad story about Arthur Russell. I did present a Max Headroom, a couple of Max Headroom specials on Triple R last year about the music of Arthur Russell. Have been keeping on the back burner maybe a part three of that special, but if you are interested in having a listen to those, you can just contact me through Triple R and I can let you know how to track them down online and have a listen. But in celebration of this film coming out, I thought we might hear a couple of Arthur Russell tracks. He had an alias called Dinosaur L, and they had a record called 2424 Music. And this is a track from that record called Clean On Your Bean. After that, we're going to hear the seminal and very fucked up Arthur Russell song Pop Your Funk, which is under another alias called Loose Joints. So if you're an Arthur Russell fan, enjoy. If you've never heard this music, also enjoy. You're on Triple R.
Yeah. against the Arctic.
Oh.
sounds of Code 9 remixing Debris, Detroit Beatmaker. That track features the vocals of MF Doom, famous probably best for his work in KMD and his incredible record with Madlib as Mad Villain. But on that one we had the instrumental, so the vocals taken off. Code 9, part of the Hyperdub label collective, responsible for a pretty amazing record with Space Ape on that Hyperdub label. Check it out if you're feeling some of the dubstep sounds. We heard from Flexitone before that, going way, way back, also sounds from Detroit, but that's on Planet E, a song called Metacognition, one of the few Planet E picture discs. Ennio Morricone before that with just an a cappella piece called I Pugni in Tasca. The Pointer Sisters before that, a pretty long track called Send Him Back, but re-edited by French producer and disco edit King Paluski, who was due to come to Revolver a couple of months ago but had to postpone his trip due to illness in the family, which was sad to see, but hopefully he will be back soon. That's on his label Dirty, which is pretty limited runs of pretty incredible disco edits by Paluski. You can find him on MySpace or online if you want to hear more of those. Before that we heard a pretty down and dirty disco 45 from the Fatback band called Street Dance, one of the earlier pieces on Perception. And before that, two disco numbers from the late, great Arthur Russell. The second, Under Loose Joints, Pop Your Funk, an alt disco classic. And at the top was Dinosaur L with Clean On Your Bean from the Dinosaur L record 2424 Music, which was long out of print until it was reissued last year, originally on Sleeping Bag Records. But I have a different cut of that track which I like more. I didn't realize it was the original on the record was a little bit different to that edit. Well, that's the original version from 2424 Music. If you missed last back announce a little while ago, played those Arthur Russell tracks because a film called Wild Combination is playing in the Sydney Film Festival, which has just opened. It's a documentary on the life and the music of Arthur Russell. Pretty excited to finally see it here in Australia. I think it premiered at the Berlin Film Festival a few months ago. Look out for it. Hopefully having a season in Melbourne sometime in the coming months. We might even have an interview with the director, Matt Wolf, on this program if I can manage to track him down. So that would be pretty special. It's about 17 minutes past 9 if you've just tuned in. You're on Triple R's 102.7. You're with Declan until 10 o'clock on this Sunday night. Michael Q comes in at 10 for Noise In Your Head, so stay tuned. Some cosmic grooves for 2 hours on your airwaves. Just going to hear a short message and then we'll be back in just a minute.
Let your imagination guide you to winter in the city. Game On is now on at the Australian Centre for the Moving Image. Come and play over 125 games and experience the journey from the arcade era through to the latest in computer gaming entertainment. And direct from the Osaka Museum of History, discover a beautiful exhibition from Kimono, Osaka's Golden Age. Join the Immigration Museum in celebrating this wonderful event. To discover more about what's on, visit the new thatsmelbourne.com.au. Sponsoring Triple R.
Back on Against the Arctic. We're going to keep things dubstep for a little minute and then change the tempo and hear some Triffids, amongst other things. Maybe get into some Santa Gold in a second and a few other little bits and pieces. Would like to hear some Guy Blackman, PJ Harvey. So change the tempo a little bit pretty soon. This one's called Casper, or by Casper and Rusko. A tune called King George on the Aquatic Lab label. You're on Triple R. We'll be right back.
Am I doing something or am I doing nothing? And that's what I said, bam, bam. Sit up, pa, sit up. I'm gonna show you some of this. Some of this.
Coming up under this, so be a over bliss. Yes. Oh yes, Ben. 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 You are crazy. No one talk to me. Can you look like them? None of the fix a blend. Coming like play a pen. Coming like deer Ken. Coming like roof on the pen. Coming like roof to the end.
Blend.
Yes, blend. 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 Blend.
Mix a
blend. 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 Hear them style. Blend. How are your mother do? How are your mother say? Your mother look on me. Your mother look on them. Me let me fix and blend. Me let me mix and blend. Come in a hard to miss. Come in a wag at this.
Blend.
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 Mix and blend.
Blend. Blend.
Yeah.
Till the end. Man, they blend. Mix and blend. Yeah, Fennecom. One of many things that's hard to miss. They're lucky with the man, them shirt is crisp. They like me cut the nose, send me hard to this. They try to take the piss. They try to make me miss. They try to make me miss. They try to steal the bliss. Say they can't fuck with this.
Blend.
Yes.
Blend.
Tell your friend. Oh, yes.
Blend.
Big Blend. Blend.
Riding high on the freewheeling success of their Cease to Begin album, Band of Horses returned to Australia this August. Having delivered an assured and passionate follow-up to 2006's Everything All the Time, this time embracing flourishes of country and southern rock into their sparkling, dreamy, evocative and passionate songs. With their first show already sold out, Band of Horses play their second and final show at Billboard, Monday, 4th of August. Tickets on sale now. Presented by Handsome Tours, sponsoring Triple R.
Animation fans, the 8th Melbourne International Animation Festival program is out. The festival starts June 16th and runs for a whole week at the Australian Centre for the Moving Image in Fed Square. This annual feast of animation features more than 400 films, covering just about every imaginable angle of the art form. For the big picture, hit the website at www.miaf.net. Melbourne International Animation Festival, Triple R sponsors.
Captain says, put your hands on your head. Put Put your hands on your hips. This is your captain. We are going down. We are all going down. Together. And I said, uh-oh. This is gonna be some.
To land with your captain, Laurie Anderson. That's From the Air, from a different time, from 1982, but still sounding pretty relevant. The record Big Science from Laurie Anderson. We heard from Mark Pritchard, Steve Spacek before that. Something very new, unreleased, coming off the new Mark Pritchard, well, probably under Harmonic 313. We'll be off the new record, featuring the vocals in patois style of Mr. Steve Spacek, a track called Blen. If you dig Mark Pritchard's music, he's got an EP out at the moment on Warp under 313 called Word Problems. Santo Gold before that, some new music.